For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Jack Cole, 14 years as an undercover police officer, has now changed his mind. He's the director of law enforcement against prohibition, LEAP.cc on the net. More than 3,500 members worldwide.
The incarceration rate that was mentioned earlier, 726 human beings for every 100,000 population in this country, is just the top of the iceberg here. If you scratch that number a little bit and look underneath, you find this terrible disparity by race. White males are incarcerated in this country today at a rate of 717 per 100,000. Hispanic males are incarcerated at a rate of over 1,200 per 100,000. And black males, well, before I get to what black males are incarcerated at today in this country, let me tell you what they were incarcerated at in South Africa under apartheid in 1993. 859 black males per 100,000 were in prison. In the United States, under drug prohibition in the year 2004, 4,919 black males per 100,000 were in prison. When I hear stuff like that, I can barely stand it. We've got to change this stuff. We have to end this. And there are ways to end it that will really work. If we were to legalize drugs today, just like we legalized alcohol in 1933, overnight we would put all those drug dealers and terrorists out of business. Just like we put Al Capone and all his smuggling cronies out of business. And then if we had the government or some entity produce those drugs and quality control them so that people knew what they were taking, we could end overdoses. Because people don't overdose on drugs because they shoot more and more dope every day in some crazy attempt to get higher and higher. They overdose because they get what's known on the street as a hot shot, which simply means they don't know how much of that powder they're buying is the real, really the dope, and how much of it is a cutting agent. It's impossible to determine that.
Someday, we will pull our heads out and change this policy. But like I always say when I close the Cultural Baggage Show, because of prohibition, you don't know what's in that bag. Please be careful. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.